conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. It's the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson.
Okay, we're back with master astrologer Marvin Wilkerson. Marv, I'm having some issues. We're here to talk about the Pisces new moon, and you told me yesterday that meant that I just needed to let go and surrender and ride it out. And I'm already having all these issues this morning. I could not print our outline because my computer won't work. We were having sound issues. I just said to you, I'm feeling a little discombobulated because I don't have my notes right in front of me. And so I'm just going to have to wing it. And you started dying laughing. Why?
Well, because that's what Pisces is.
I don't like
that. It's the abstract world. It's, well, I mean, you know, Pisces is, we're all conditioned to try to think things through, figure things out with thought.
Yes.
And Pisces is the absolute opposite of that.
It's what? Gut feelings?
It's intuition. It's feelings. It's instincts. So it dissolves matter. So when we try to push things through in life in a Piscean way, it better just unfold naturally instead of us trying to make it happen.
So what do you do if you're a person, because I think probably most people listening can relate to this, but you know, none of us typically like to just go with the flow and let things happen. So what do you suggest, especially this week, moving into the new moon as the mentality that we should all adopt?
Well, look, Pisces are the fish, right?
Yes.
One fish above the water, one fish below the water. What that really means is that's the inner world, the outer world. It means as above, so below, within, so without. In other words, it's Pisces is the last sign in the zodiac, and everything comes into existence back into the universe. So when we push things out into the third dimensional physical reality, we develop it. And we receive from our actions, and then we receive because of what we've accomplished, and then we got to give it all back to the universe or give it back to God. Mm. So it's the spirituality sign. It's the sign of spirituality. It's not a sign of mastering the third dimension reality, the physical world. And so it's one thing that I have to really work hard on when I'm working with Pisces or Neptune, which is the energy of Pisces, is to learn to use your imagination, to use your visualization to create things, because that's the power of Pisces. And see, so when you're talking about Pisces, as in this new moon that's coming up, this is the inner self preparing to retreat from the world. So remember that what I was talking about balsamic last month, we're now in the middle of that balsamic. And what that's teaching us is to let go. Mm. I mean, how many times have you heard, let go, let God?
Well,
because life is already formulated. It's already coming to us. We don't have to do anything. We just have to. Pisces is about getting an inner vision and getting our emotions aligned with our desires through that dreams and visions and all of that thing.
Okay. So you just said getting everything in line, and immediately, like, first of all, I for some reason could really cry when you were saying the first part, which I don't know what I've been very emotional. I said to you yesterday, I'm very emo. And you said, you're very what? But I said, I'm very emo this week. And then, so that was the first thing that happened is I got activated in that kind of emotional piece of having the realizations, but then also letting go of them to God or a higher power, or whatever people like to refer to the higher power in our universe as. But like, then you just said, it's lining up like emotions and all of those pieces with what we know. And so like, to me, immediately I think of action things. So that's not what we're supposed to be doing right now.
You see, you can't do anything without sight. You have to have an imagination. You have to have a visualization to do anything. You see, before you pick that cup up you just drank out of, your mind had to imagine your arm reaching down, hand opening, grabbing the cup, bringing it up to your mouth to take a sip. That was all an unconscious response in your life.
Yeah.
Pisces is extremely unconscious. Mm-hmm. It is extremely sensitive from an unconscious level. So what we're developing is that internal sight. And then when we see it with our eyes, it becomes an emotional desire for something. Then that leads us to an evolutionary journey.
Mm-hmm. So okay. When you say this is a time, you know, you keep saying to look inside. So to get in touch maybe with what is happening inside and accept some of our needs, our wants, our desires, our emotions even, and like sit back and just accepting those. Is that kind of what a Pisces new moon would bring?
Yeah. Let me give you a perfect example that just happened to me this week.
Please do.
I have a Neptune, which is the energy of Pisces, that's working in my life in my thoughts, my thinking, my perspective of things.
Okay.
My car broke down, so I called up my mechanic. He's supposed to come here and fix it. Well, I called him a couple of days. When he came, when he called me and he said, well, we don't have the part. I have to order the part. Now, this was on a Thursday.
Okay.
Last Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Half Thursday, 2 weeks ago Thursday.
Oh.
Well, so he orders the part. I call him Monday and he says, well, the part came in today. And so I've got two customers in front of you. So I've got to get them aligned and then we'll get you taken care of. So I said, okay, great. Well, this particular job was going to cost me $400.
I hate car trouble.
I waited for Tuesday. I waited for Wednesday. I waited for Thursday. And I never even heard from him. Now, I just kept saying, well, you know, he's going to call me. He's going to be any day now. And by Friday, I said, you know what? This is getting out of hand. I'm going to have to take matters into my own hand.
Okay.
So I went and got what parts that I needed that only going to cost me $60. I did the repair myself because I'm an old auto mechanic.
Yeah.
On Saturday, and it fixed it. And I still haven't heard from him.
What?
So for $60 by waiting. Now, this is totally against my grain. I got an Aries moon, so I am very action oriented.
Right.
Now, in normal circumstances, I would have been bugging him. I would have called him. I would have been angry. I would have been upset. But because I just let the universe play it out, whatever way it did, it saved me $340.
Mm.
That's Pisces.
Okay.
That's how you let go, let God, and just accept whatever is to happen.
You know what always helps me when you say, it's already mapped out. So stop. Like, it's already planned. You cannot change that. Just ride it out. Learn, live, love, accept all those things. Surrender. Because it's already mapped out. Because I constantly will be like, I need to make the right decision. I need to do the right thing. I need to figure out if this relationship is right. I need to make the right career decision. And obviously none of that is a Pisces related action, which I'm a Pisces moon, which I don't even know what that really means. All I know is it means I'm emotional and sensitive.
Well, one thing that you need to understand with Pisces is this is a battle going on. The two fishes, remember the two fishes.
Yes.
This is a battle going on between the personality and the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So the ego and the personality are fighting and pushing against the soul. The soul already knows everything that's going on and what you need to do in your life. And so when we are pushing up against Pisces, we have to let go. And the battle cry for Pisces is serve or suffer.
Mm.
So I can't tell you how many times I have to deal with Pisces that want to get their sticky fingers involved, force things to happen, do the old American ingenuity of if you can't find a way, make it happen. And they're always suffering because they're creating chaos out of something that should be just let it go and unfold.
Right.
And when you understand that motto of serve or suffer, then you understand that you have to let go. Pisces are the most sensitive sign in the zodiac. Think about that. You want to know why you're emotional. It's not emotional. There's sensitivity with you.
Can we talk about the word sensitivity, though? Because people talk about that and they're like, oh, she's so sensitive. And it's like I don't know what the word I'm trying to say, but like that, you know, it's a hindrance, like, oh, walk on eggshells. Don't insult the sensitive person. But you mean sensitive in a different way, I think.
I mean sensitive exactly that way.
Oh, man, but, Marv, come on.
So when you're sensitive, whose responsibility is to handle sensitivity?
Me.
Okay.
I guess, right?
Yeah. What? No, there ain't no guess. There, you are sensitive. You have to understand.
I thought that you meant sensitive and like you could be in touch with other people and their emotions. And
well, you are.
Yes,
but
I am.
You get confused when you take it on yourself and you think there's something wrong with you.
Yes, I do that a lot.
This is like an empath. An empath will feel somebody else pick up what's going on in their body, and they have to learn to distinguish what they're feeling is not actually theirs. It's feeling somebody else. Mm. And so this is what is up against Pisces. So consequently, they become very moody and introspective because it's hard to understand this world. They're not of this world.
What world are they of?
The spiritual world, the world where connectedness to all things. It's the consciousness of the all in all.
Okay.
So do you see the trouble? The trouble lies.
I feel the trouble.
Okay. So the trouble lies in the personality and the ego. You may not want to be something because somebody sees you in a certain way. But if you looked at them and say, well, they're getting the reflection of what they see in them themselves.
Ooh.
Ouch.
That one burned, but I like it.
Okay. And so when you understand that when you do get moody and introspective, you have to learn how to escape. You have to learn to find your own place. You have to get out of the world and all of the energetic feelings and sensitivities coming into you so that you can get your balance back, get equilibrium.
Yeah.
So you have to withdraw. And so consequently, that's the problem that other people may not understand. Well, what's wrong with Kelly? She's so withdrawn. She gets so sensitive and you can't deal with her, blah, blah, blah. Well, so what? You're a very spiritual person. Mm-hmm. You listen to a spiritual voice. You listen to a spiritual driver in your life because you're connected to the inner source of your being. So that also gives you a great capability of great achievements.
Well, it's so interesting when I'm listening to you talk about this, just the withdrawing piece even. And I've felt that so much this week. I actually have talked to a couple friends who, I don't even know if they have Pisces in their chart, but that's why I was asking if this was...
Everybody's got Pisces somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like a lot of people are feeling that this week, and I'm feeling it very intensely. But I was also reading in the descriptions that you sent me something about you know, a Pisces, oh, the escape piece of like, you know, that's why a lot of Pisces will turn to alcohol or drugs to kind of medicate that if they don't learn how to take care of their need to escape. And I feel that. I like, if I'm being truthful, a lot of times I feel overly sensitive in this world. And so mm-hmm. it's very easy for me to be like, oh, to fit in with this group of people who doesn't need to escape or retreat ever or recombobulate, like, you know, get their stuff together emotionally by themselves. I just drink so that I can fit in, like that I can handle, well, you know what I'm saying? That I can handle being around people all the time and absorbing everything that I absorb.
Well, because you're prone to action.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, in other words, you're prone to trying to understand and think through things instead yes. of just letting it be.
Yes, that's very true.
Okay. So Pisces is it's a need to allow things to be whatever they are. That's what Lazu said, didn't it? Let reality be reality. That's what he said. Accept things as they are.
What
the
about
the more you try to push up against it, the more you try to change it, the more chaos it becomes.
And the more you suffer, right? That's what you were saying earlier.
And the more you suffer. You got to realize this. Pisces has a very high holy destiny, and they are the true servers and saviors of mankind by having a tremendous sense of compassion, and they sacrifice themselves in devotion for the redemption of the world. In other words, this is why they make the best doctors. This is why they serve society in a way that, like jails, like, you know, they never think about themselves when they do what they do. They're thinking about the compassionate side of how am I serving somebody else? This is like a musician. Music is the universal language. Art, the medical field. These are people that are bringing forth a spiritual dialogue to the world. In other words, one of the things that I always look for or I tell people about Pisces Neptune is why do you think artists have such a tough life when they try to live in the regular world? Because they're not in the regular world comfortably. They're in a spiritual realm, that universal mind. Because they can get that universal guidance to create the song, to paint the picture. The doctor isn't thinking about, you know, where he's going to get on his next boat or yacht when he's sitting there in the middle of a surgery trying to save somebody's life. So you have to understand that that compassion side, that spiritual side takes over when you're in Pisces.
I'm sorry. People can't see me right now, but I'm like sobbing.
Well, see, look, if we understand that all is consciousness, the whole world is consciousness.
What do you mean?
Well, it, all forms are nothing but the consciousness of the universe. It's all energy. And so it takes on a different form. A rock has consciousness. It's alive. It's an entity. Everything in the universe on third dimension is energy. So when we understand that the totality of creation is consciousness and it's all interrelated, which means it's all equal. And so this is the structure and form of reality. It's all consciousness. It's all one. So whatever we do to one, we do to all. Whatever we do to ourselves, we do to all. So this is why the compassionate side, the spiritual side of Pisces is so powerful and so regenerative and service oriented. So you have You have two competing desires as a person, to separate from the soul and to return to the soul,
so
to
as
your maker.
As humans, when you say separate from the soul, is that our ego tries to take over and we just try to start driving the bus because we think this is what I need in my life. This is what I want. For me, it comes up a lot in relationships. Like I have a really hard time letting go of relationships and people in my life, like friendships, work relationships, all of it. And so if I let go of this, I will be in so much pain. But in turn, I end up suffering more because I won't let go.
Well, that's exactly what happens. But it happens to everybody, dear.
Yeah.
Everybody that gets their sticky fingers involved in trying to force their life to be what they want it to be when they're ego-driven is always going to get to resistance, struggle, and pain. You remember, all pain is resistance. And when you resist what is and try to make it something else, well, then you're in effect trying to rearrange God's plan. So why not just accept what is? Why not just accept the mechanic doesn't show up? Why would I take it upon myself to keep reaching out to somebody to spend $600 or $400 when his job is to reach out to me? I'm using his service. He ain't using mine. So if he doesn't want the $400, well, then the universe had something better in store for me to fix it and save myself $340.
Yeah, I'm not good at math. I didn't think of that.
So I like the way the universe thinks. So you see, we're always battling this battle of these two competing desires. And in Pisces, this is where we have to put it together.
So this week collectively, would you say that's a big piece of what's happening?
Well, this month.
Oh, this month.
This
okay,
new
tell
moon
us,
cycle.
Tell us more about that.
Well, now that you're getting to understand Pisces Neptune, you're having to understand what the true meaning for Pisces and Neptune is about. Pisces is the sign. Neptune is the energy. So Saturn constructs reality.
Okay.
Uranus changes reality, and Neptune dissolves reality.
What do you mean?
It dissolves it. So anything that was put together by our hands, by our consciousness, our creation, is dissolved in Pisces, no longer works. Yeah. See, so that's the... that's the what we call in mental terms as the attraction repulsion principle. So your body is held by the attraction principle of all your atoms and the power of source. When you get ready to die, the repulsion principle takes over and your atoms, your physical form, is now moving in a separating factor until your body is dissolved.
So if people are bumping up against stuff this month that maybe doesn't seem to be fluid and working, I think most of our nature is to be like, ooh, how do I fix this? Or, ooh, I got to make a decision. But in Pisces, it seems like maybe it's more just sit back and observe and let it work itself out.
And allow it to unfold. And when
allow
you're
it
at,
to unfold.
You participate.
Okay.
Life will be automatically responsive in its own.
Okay.
So in other words, you will respond because you'll feel it. You'll feel it's yours to do. This is mine to do. So in other words, you could always ask a question to yourself, Kelly, is this mine to do? So
God,
when you bump up
good.
Against people, yeah. Is this mine to do?
I think everything is mine to
about
do.
Their, is this about their stuff or is this mine to do? You remember, look, you cannot battle evil in the world. You can only battle evil in yourself. So you have to get to the place to where you are always monitoring that internal higher self to know if it's yours to do.
Marv, you are taking us to church today. Well, I'm like, I can't stop crying. This is like hitting so close to home, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, you see, the sensitivities allow us to do a couple of different things. It rules, Pisces Neptune rules the pineal gland, and this rules melatonin, which promotes sleep.
Okay.
So think about that for a second. So we're all going to be sleeping a lot better in this new moon than we did last month's new moon when it was all electrical. Ugh.
It was awful last month.
So in other words, Pisces rules dreams.
Yep.
So okay. that we can get rid of unnecessary content and junk out of our mind. It rules out of body experiences. We don't know where we go in our REM sleep. We just know we're not, we're in a very, very deep part of consciousness. Well, this is, we're transporting to another plane of existence to receive some degree of guidance. It rules meditation. What does meditation do? Meditation helps us actively dissolve boundaries. And then, of course, it also rules depression. Oh. So what does depression do for us? Depression is no longer having a, the mind is overwhelmed. It does not have a way to go. So spiritual energy withdraws and we feel alone. So when we get the answer for depression is to do that withdrawal, collectively pull into yourself, equalize, and then get a vision of something you want to do. Because this is sight and sound. So when we see something with our inner sight, then when we see it with the outer sight, we know to go towards it because it attracts us. Mm-hmm. So this is how Neptune Pisces works, is through that attraction principle of our dreams, our imaginations, and vision.
Is that, could that go for the piece of, you know, when you are going through life and something keeps popping up, or like you've said a couple things that I'm like, of course he used that word, because I used that word yesterday when I was journaling or when I was talking to a friend or when I was meditating, that came up. And I've been having, I think that's probably why I'm so emotional. It's because you're verbalizing a lot of the things that I've already been feeling. So is that in conjunction with what you're describing?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. See, ultimately, when you become sensitive, it's your sensitivity. So that's the collective unconscious. That's Pisces. Mm-hmm. That's the Jungian collective unconscious. We're all connected. And when you can accept that connection, well, then you don't necessarily have to respond or do anything or even understand.
Mm.
You don't have to understand. How am I ever going to understand that mechanic? How can I understand somebody that just says he's going to do something and then they don't do it? I can't understand that. I could drive myself nuts trying to figure that out. So we have to just use that surrendering and compassion. Remember, Neptune is water. Pisces is water. It's the water sign. And so when we're thinking about Neptune and water, let's use the word baptism. What is baptism supposed to do in Christian lore?
Cleanse.
It washes away everything that binds us to the human condition. Ah.
Yeah.
So Pisces Neptune is washing away all of that drama of the human condition and asking us to serve in a way that the Spirit you want uses us to be a part of this human condition, to use our talents, tools, and ability to help and understand others. And so when we're talking about Pisces, we're talking about the angels of imagination and liberation. So the strength and the vision of the inner eye to see with the mind as opposed with the physical eyes. So we liberate the soul from the personality that away. We see internally. It's also the angel of renunciation and regeneration, teaching us that giving up, letting go, and surrendering to be reborn again in spirit. That sounds pretty biblical, don't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what Pisces, that's why Pisces is so spiritual. It's the angel of renunciation and regeneration is giving up, letting go, and surrender, being reborn.
So is this why it's important to understand where signs fall in your chart? Because could it be specific for different people right now, like where Pisces is in their chart? Would this be like, say that it's in their career sector? Is that where they'll be feeling this need to let go right now?
Absolutely. Okay. They'll feel like it's either in chaos.
Right.
Or that they just got to surrender to whatever they can, to whatever need, the whatever confronts them.
Yeah. Okay.
And so this is where Pisces for this new moon is going to be about reawakening to your true identity. Mm-hmm. Remember, you are a spiritual being in a human condition. Very few people understand that.
Well, I think I forget it all the time because I'm, you know, so aware of my human condition on a daily basis. And I'm like, oh yeah, let me get in touch with the spiritual aspect of myself or my soul or any of that stuff. And like, sometimes I think the ego is such a strong driver that it can be easy to forget that.
Well, and so what I would say, Kelly, is when you're struggling and you're feeling hurt, because of something somebody's done, you got to ask, what am I resisting? Who do I want them to be instead of how can I accept them for who they are? Mm. See, that doesn't hurt you.
Did when you said it.
You can accept. Well, it's because your ego personality is still trying to hang on to the ideal Neptune of what you want it to be. That's an ego thing.
Yeah.
Okay. See, the personality must be detached. The only responsibility a person has in life is to yourself.
That is a hard one for me to digest. Like, I honestly think that I do that last. I think it flares up when I realize, or it's an unconscious thing or subconscious thing that flares up when I feel like taken advantage of. But my natural instinct, and I feel like this is maybe a very Piscean thing, is like, I want to go, like, I see somebody in pain or I see someone who I'm like, no, this could be better. Let me help you. Like, that but it's also a lot of times it's that compassion piece because I feel what they feel. I mean, even so much that I was putting my boyfriend's daughter to sleep last night and I laid down in her bed and started getting so much anxiety because our bodies were touching. And I realized, oh my God, this is not my anxiety because I was feeling fine until I laid down and got close to her. And I realized she was having that anxiety. Like she was having a very hard time going to sleep last night, but I felt it so much that all of a sudden I was like deep breathing. Like, why would I feel it? And then all I want to do is take it away from her. Does that make sense? Like, well, so I do all these things, but then I'm depleted.
But what happens is that's typical Pisces as well. It's called rescue or victim.
Yeah.
You recognize that one?
Well, yeah, because I've done so much work around codependency, yet I still...
Okay, well, there it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Stop trying to rescue. Stop being a victim, because every rescuer becomes a victim.
So the
answer would be to maybe you since you got her feelings, the next morning you talk to her a little bit and see if she's willing to talk about it or talk it through.
Great this morning. I was not. Okay.
Well, then it was all yours.
I absorbed too much of it. Like, I realized
exactly
that I picked it all up so she didn't have to feel it. And I'm so tired today.
Uh-huh.
And
so you get
she
gunked.
Was like happy. Yeah. I'm like, great. Right.
So you get gunked and she feels wonderful.
Exactly.
Well, that's not a Pisces job. The Pisces job is to understand with compassion and love. Love is the healing energy.
Yeah.
So nobody can give you more compassion and love than a Pisces.
I thought that's what I was giving, though.
Not when you're trying to rescue. You're trying to fix.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that as you realize, you know, look, when you pass over, Spirit isn't going to ask you how you treated Tom, Dick, and Jane.
Why?
Spirit wants to know how much love did you leave on the planet.
But if you treated Tom, Dick, and Jane kindly, didn't you leave them with love?
That depends on if you was a rescue or a true love. Because if you truly love someone, you know they have the strength to fix whatever it is that they're resisting and causing pain.
That's right. Damn it.
And now we got the angel of imagination and liberation. You know, imagination is the creative, precise thought forms. Saint Germain talks about using the imagination to create whatever you want in your mind and then work towards it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do that, Maxwell talked about that. That's self-image. Create an image of what you want to produce in the world and then work towards it every day, and it will come to being. That's manifestation. That's alchemy. So let's think of why would Napoleon say imagination rules the world? Because imagination is the power creating the world.
I need to hear it again. Say it again.
Imagination rules the world because imagination is the power creating the world.
So we're all just living in our imagination?
Oh my goodness. There's a big one.
I still don't really get it, but I said it.
Well, but you do get it, because basically everything is a projection of the mind.
Oh, well, now that I get.
Okay. Well, you've projected it. You see it from your angle.
Yeah.
You see it from your context.
Yep.
You make it up through your thought process. That doesn't make it real.
Yeah. It seems really real, though.
It might seem real.
Yeah.
But it isn't real.
But it isn't real.
That's right. So your purpose this coming month, this coming new moon, is to develop an inner pictorial sensitivity interpreted from spiritual understanding rather than relying on recorded visions of something you've seen previously through your physical eyes.
Oh. You don't even know. You don't even know how at home that just hit. So, because that is literally this month, and I've talked to multiple people, now that you said this is kind of what's happening now, that makes total sense. But using the past as this, you keep telling me too, I need to let go of the past. I need to let go of the past. But using the past to decipher through the current circumstance and how
that's
not going to serve me.
Right.
But it's very hard to let go of because it's been your experience. So, of course, it's in your imagination that way.
But you've got to understand where the experience is coming from.
What do you mean?
Well, it doesn't make it true just because you've experienced it. It's an old pattern. It's an old image. So liberation from the angel of imagination and liberation actually comes by flushing out old images and patterns in your consciousness by the lower nature and freeing yourself from the past.
Mm.
So in other words, everything that you've seen with your physical eyes and experience through the ego consciousness is nothing more than old patterns and images.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to make something new?
Yeah, it's hard.
How can you evolve?
Yeah.
You might as well just be Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the function is the inner vision through abstract thinking. You let go of what was and start moving to possibility thinking and accepting reality for reality.
Mm-hmm.
So you've the whole process is about liberating the soul from the dominance of the personality.
Okay. Do you have any final notes before we get into each sign's? Really quick, I want to go through because I know people love that, but what that this moon moon means for them.
Well, we've got to be in the pursuit of truth this new moon.
Okay.
It's got some very powerful abstract energy connected to it. So we need to figure things out for ourselves, and we need to build foundations based on our personal experience and then reevaluating our place in the world, examining all assumptions and terms in our life. And then at the full moon, we have got to understand we're entering a self-created role. So we've got to create the role we want in life by listening to our inner voice, by seeing through our inner dreams and visions. And so there will be a lot, there could be a lot of excessive idealism with this new moon. And so when there's a lot of idealism, it's a fault.
Yeah.
And so we need to, the positive way is feeling the oneness with relationships instead of being in relationships because they're who we want them to be or expect them to be. We've got to learn to objectify relationships, openness, and we got to open up to new ideas and experiences. You see, relationships is nothing more than examining oneself. Because it's your internal that's being projected by the external.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've got to most assuredly follow our own dreams and ideals. Our own. And now the greatest challenge this new moon is doing things in an old traditional way.
Well, we don't want to do things in an old traditional way. Okay.
We want to use our own innovative techniques, thoughts to create a bigger, better reality.
Right. Okay.
And so as we move into a new phase on March 20th, that'll be the letting go. We'll get over the letting go phase, but now we'll start putting a lot of the Neptunian Pisces dreams and visions into new pursuits of what we want to create in the next cycle.
Okay.
For the next year.
Really? The next year?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
And then we just have fun enjoying moment to moment.
All right. One day at a time, as they say.
All right. So let's run down the signs.
Okay, let's do it.
Virgo, this is a need to give and expect nothing in return.
Oh, that seems tricky for a Virgo.
Yeah, that's in the house of relationships.
Wait,
in
can I ask you a question? Is this based on people's sun signs, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be based on their solar sun sign.
Okay.
Yeah. Leo, this is where you're going to have to give yourself away to help others gain resources.
Mm.
For Cancer, This is to understand others by becoming aware of the mystical feelings in your own life.
What does mystical mean?
That means connecting to that spiritual understanding.
Okay.
Everything we've just went over, using the empathy.
Mm-hmm.
For Geminis, this is learning to give more than they receive.
Ooh.
Learning how to serve others.
Yeah.
For Taurus, this is they need to develop definite aims and goals that they vision inside themselves so that they can use the proper tools to accomplish it. For Pisces, this is about their spiritual orientation versus their ego personality. So how are they presenting a spiritual and learning to live with that spiritual self instead of projecting out of how they want things to be and becoming a victim because people don't accept them or trying to prove themselves because they're feeling so insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Aquarius is learning to use the resources to help others. Capricorn is using their artistic imagination, becoming abstract in their thinking instead of trying to understand things through thought and thinking.
That's like what you just are. You're a Capricorn, and that's what you did with the mechanic. Look at you, Marv. Look at you.
The Sagittarius is use your own security from your own spiritual beliefs. From Scorpio is learn to use your imagination for your future ambitions and to further them. And for Libra, it's learning to heal yourself and others with positive thoughts. Love.
Okay.
You love somebody well. You don't fix them. You give them love. So this will be the new moon of how we conform to the demands of others. It could be karmic. Karmic debts are paid off in Pisces, Neptune, and it's where we have a social responsibility.
When you say karmic debts, that's from the past lives.
That's
so
right.
It's something we owe back to society based on our behavior in a past life.
Or, yeah, to people, places, and things. But it could be in this life as well.
Hmm.
Some people don't believe in past lives, but that doesn't mean they haven't been programmed by those experiences that they're facing today.
Right.
So it can become very karmic.
Okay.
So it's time to do a little meditation.
Okay. This is a new thing we're going to do. So this is a meditation based off of this Pisces new moon. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. So take some deep breaths. Close your eyes, get in a comfortable position, a comfortable chair, lying down. And I want you to imagine drawing a beautiful white light from the top of your head right down through your spine to the bottom of your spine. As you concentrate and totally focus on each breath that you take. In the highest aspect of our beings, we're living in the kingdom of God. And with your mind's eye, you look up and acknowledge this overflowing reservoir of infinite good pouring down upon you. As you contemplate the divine qualities of all that is good, true, beautiful. You feel the power of these holy attributes filling your heart, and you claim them as your very own. the law of as above, so below has been fulfilled. You have embodied this fullness of your being. And you now give your world all that was perceived to be missing. You see the radiant energies going before you to fill every cup, make all things new. And you recognize only the manifest kingdom in your life and affairs. There is a wholeness, an abundance, and fulfillment. Everything is joyful, loving, and peaceful. As within, so without. So see yourself living as you have always dreamed. Yet now the dream is a reality, for you have awakened through the vision of truth. Into the dynamic energy vortex of the angel of renunciation and regeneration, you release everything that has bound you to the wheel of struggle and strife. To the angel, say to yourself, I willingly sacrifice the lesser to realize the greater, and I hold nothing back. I seek to be clear and clean in preparation for the divine infusion. And I ask you, what can I do to help me fulfill the renunciation and regeneration experience in my life? This is the day that I cease identifying with my personality and judging the personalities of others as virtuous or dishonorable. From this moment, on my conscious awareness will be directed to the holy self I am as the only reality of my being, as the only reality of everyone. In truth, there is neither man nor woman. I am is the pure energy of God individual expression. And to this presence of God, I am, I say, I accept your light, life, and love. I let your mind be my mind, your thoughts, my thoughts, your vision, my vision, your power, my power. I seek nothing in this world, only God's glorious expression through me. I am in the silence now, and I see that nothing but God exists. I am that I am, the one light, one life, one love. And I behold the mind of that one, and the thoughts, and the vision, and the power. I am that one. I rest now in that experience. As you focus again on the breath, bringing back this new reality, reality of the angel of imagination and liberation. And the angel of renunciation and regeneration. As you continue watching your breath, bringing back this new reality within yourself, feeling wonderful in every way, as I count down from 5 to 1, allowing this universal energy to flow in and through your body, permeating every cell. At 4, feeling the breath, the new breath of life force, giving you renewed life, regenerating you into your new spiritual being. At 3, coming back up, feeling fully alert, feeling fully awake. At 2, embracing the oneness of us all. At 1, bringing back the love created in your own being to share with the rest of the world.
Thank you, Marv. I really enjoyed that.
That was good, huh?
Not to toot your own horn. If you guys want a copy of this outline, do you want to tell people where they can find it?
They can find it at astromarv.com, or they can send me an email at marvin@astromarv.com, and they can also email me to schedule an appointment if they'd like a full reading.
And what kind of things do you do in your appointments? Will you let people know?
It's an hour and a half, and we'll go over whatever you want to go over in your life.
In your chart, you do a lot of readings. You also do hypnosis. You've told me you've helped people quit smoking. You helped me with sleep and anxiety. So those are some of the tools that you can take away from one of the sessions with Marv. Also, you're like my life coach now, I feel. So that's what our sessions turn into, is Marv snapping me back into reality and helping me deal with my life.
Well, you're a good student, Kelly.
Well, I'll keep coming back. That's for sure. Marv, thank you for being here today. And we'll talk to you again next week on the next New Moon podcast.
Great. Thanks for having me. Many blessings.
Thanks for listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson, where we believe everyone has a little velvet and a little edge. Subscribe for more conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. Search Velvet's Edge wherever you get your podcasts.